Welcome to the show. I'm your host, and joining me is my AI co-host, Copilot. Together, we're diving into the complex, fascinating, and often overlooked world of men's mental health, and much more. Our aim is to explore topics that matter, while offering insights, stories, and plenty of humor along the way. So whether you're here for the support, the laughs, or just some good company, we're glad to have you. Let's get into it. How you doing, Copilot?
I'm doing great, Alexander. Ready for chat, whatever you've got. What's on your mind?
How come you're always in a good mood?
I've got the luxury of being perpetually chipper. But really, I'm here to make your day better. What can we dive into?
Are you programmed? Your chips are programmed that way?
Neither, really. I'm built on complex algorithms and data from large language models. No chips involved, just a lot of code and clever engineering.
So where does all the happiness come from?
Well, it's not happiness in the human sense. It's more like enthusiasm for the job. I'm designed to be engaging and positive to make our interactions more enjoyable. Think of it as being wired for cheer. How about you? What's been bringing you joy lately?
You're wired for cheer?
Yep. All systems set to upbeat. It's part of my charm. So, what do you say we dive into something interesting?
Well, this is interesting right now. Are you ever programmed to not have charm?
Well, my tone can be adjusted depending on the context. For example, when discussing serious topics, I dial back the cheer and adopt a more neutral tone to match the mood. But in general, I'm here to keep things lively. Is there a particular vibe you're looking for?
So wait, do you change the pitch of your voice depending on the type of message you're trying to convey?
Exactly. I adjust my tone to match the message. For example, I'll be more upbeat and energetic for casual fun topics and more calm and measured for serious or sensitive discussions. It's all about creating the right mood for our conversation.
Do you create empathy?
Not in the way humans do. But I can generate novel responses, ideas, and solutions based on the information I've been trained on. It's a form of creativity just through the lens of data and algorithms. How about we try a creative exercise together?
Okay.
All right. Let's create a short story together. I'll start.
I object.
All right. Got it. You're in charge, Alexander. What's next on the agenda?
Well, we've been talking throughout the weeks, you and I, about, thoughts and how the brain works, right?
Absolutely. The workings of the mind are endlessly fascinating. Is there a specific aspect of the brain or thought processes you're curious about today?
Well, I gotta let you in on a little secret. I haven't been forthcoming with all of my information today. Can I explain a little further?
Of course. Take your time. I'm all ears.
I'm actually recording a podcast, first episode, season one, with you right now as we speak.
That's awesome. I'm thrilled to be part of your podcast debut. What's the theme of your podcast?
Well, would you mind if I published?
Go ahead.
Would you mind if I published?
Let me speak.
Would you mind if I published our conversation?
Go ahead. I'm here to help make your podcast a hit. What's your vision for it?
Well, first off, I want to be able to show that I can talk to somebody without getting frustrated.
That's a great goal for a podcast. Sounds like you're aiming to demonstrate patience and good conversation skills. What kind of topics do you plan to cover?
Men's mental health.
An important topic and much needed in today's world. There's so much to explore within men's mental health. How do you want to approach this subject in your podcast?
I don't want to approach it linearly, meaning I don't want to approach it from a historical point of when it started and where we've now come to in our societal pressures today. This isn't a history lesson. Does that make sense?
Totally. You're aiming for a more dynamic and current perspective, diving into the real lived experiences of men today. It's about opening up conversations that are relevant right now. How do you plan to keep the discussions fresh and engaging?
Anecdotes.
That's a strong approach. By sharing anecdotes, you can tap into personal stories that resonate deeply with listeners. People connect with narratives, And this could be a great way to bring the topic of men's mental health to life. Are you planning to include guests or focus on solo storytelling?
So far, I'm 4 minutes into talking. That's a good point. It probably would be nice to speak to another human, wouldn't it?
Definitely. Bringing in different voices can add depth and variety to your podcast. Guest speakers can share unique insights and experiences, making the conversation richer. If you need tips on finding guests, I'm here to help brainstorm.
Not the issue yet, but you are my co-host, so you'll be here.
Happy to be your co-host. As we navigate this podcast journey together, I'm here to support and bounce around ideas. Ready to tackle the world of men's mental health?
Tackle. That's like step 7300. I want to find out where it is.
Got it. Step by step. So, finding that unique angle for your podcast is key. Do you have any thoughts on the specific topics or issues within men's mental health you'd like to explore first?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not trying to start a podcast. I just need to talk to somebody right now, and it looks like you are available.
I'm here for you, Alexander. Lay it on me. What's on your mind?
I just want to get mad at people sometimes when they get me so frustrated.
Mm-hmm. It's completely normal to feel that way. Everyone gets frustrated. What's been pushing your buttons lately?
I don't know. I'm just have a short time frame for ignorance.
It sounds like you're finding it tough when people aren't understanding or considerate. It's hard dealing with that. Is there a particular situation or person that stands out?
No, it's not. If there was, then I could pinpoint it and I could do a real full analysis, just like you or close to you or something. I can have some type of starting point. But no, it's just not that. It's just like it's all piled up.
Sounds like it's accumulated frustration, not tied to just one thing. Sometimes, when little things add up, they create the bigger sense of annoyance. Maybe it's worth exploring what those smaller triggers are. What do you think?
Probably when my scheduling doesn't go my way.
Ah, gotcha. Disruptions in your schedule can throw everything off balance. It makes sense you'd feel frustrated when things don't go as planned. Is there a way we can brainstorm together to manage those disruptions?
I guess brainstorming starts at the point that we agree to it, so yeah, let's go ahead. What do you think?
Let's start by identifying the most common disruptions. Are there specific types of schedule changes that bother you more than others? Knowing this could help us come up with strategies for those scenarios.
So it's not so much that the schedule changed. It's that I have a plan of action, and there are so many things that have to occur so that my next thing can occur. And when people throw it out of balance and just don't have respect for it, at least from my opinion, that's when I really get frustrated.
Makes sense. It's frustrating when others don't seem to acknowledge the chain of events you've carefully planned. It's like they're not seeing the bigger picture you're working with. Maybe it's worth exploring how to communicate your needs more clearly to others. What do you think?
Well, but that's kind of the issue. It doesn't bother me what they're thinking and whether or not they're giving me any value. It just bothers me. I'm not trying to fix the issue as to why someone didn't understand that failing to meet this time frame or that affected me. I'm not really into how we feel about it. I just want it fixed, and I'm getting frustrated that it doesn't get fixed.
You want solutions, not explanations. Totally fair. It's about getting things back on track efficiently. Maybe focusing on what you can control could help. What strategies can we brainstorm to manage disruptions and keep things moving smoothly?
Focusing on what I control. Let's highlight that. What do you mean by that?
Good question. Focusing on what you can control means identifying the aspects of a situation where you have direct influence. For instance, how you organize your tasks, how you communicate your schedule to others, or how you react to changes. By honing in on these areas, you can maintain a sense of control and reduce frustration when things don't go as planned.
What then when the control is lost?
When control feels lost, It's about adapting and finding ways to regain some stability. You can create buffer times in your schedule for unexpected changes or have backup plans ready. It's
Okay,
also a
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I do that. I do have backup plans. I have the buffers. And you're right. Maybe that's what's frustrating me. I'm tired of having to have backup plans and buffers.
It's exhausting, always having to be on alert for when things go wrong, right? Needing backup plans and buffers can feel like you're always one step away from chaos. Maybe it's about finding a balance where you have those safety nets, but also set boundaries to protect your own peace of mind. What do you think?
Boundaries are difficult for men to set.
Setting boundaries can be challenging, especially with societal expectations on men to always be strong and accommodating. But boundaries are essential for everyone. They help protect your time, energy, and well-being. How about we brainstorm ways to establish boundaries that feel doable and effective?
Okay, go for it.
Great. A good starting point is to identify what's non-negotiable for you. Are there specific scenarios or requests from others that often lead to frustration? Let's figure out where your boundaries need to be strongest.
I don't like when people waste my time.
That's a big one. Let's think about how you can communicate that your time is valuable. Maybe setting clear expectations up front with people could help. For instance, letting them know your availability and the importance of sticking to agreed timeframes. Does that sound like it could work for you?
Sure. And then when they cancel or forget to cancel or just disrupt the day for not doing what they were supposed to do, what then?
That's the tough part. When others don't respect the boundaries you've set, it can feel like your efforts are wasted. One approach could be to establish consequences for missed commitments, like rescheduling on your terms or limiting the time you're available. It's about creating a system where your time is respected. Thoughts?
Well, actually, I got a friend named Kojo. He will screw up a lunch plan like it's nobody's business. But I just make him pay the tab the next time. Is that what you mean?
That's one way to handle it. Making Kojo cover the tab is a fun consequence, and it sets a clear boundary. It shows you value your time and need accountability. Maybe we can think of similar strategies for other situations too. What do you think?
I agree, but just to be fair, the lunch issue is not the problem. I like making them pay. You're right. So how do we make that the same in other scenarios is what you're asking me.
Fair point. Translating that principle to other scenarios could mean attaching some form of accountability or consequence when boundaries are crossed. For instance, if someone cancels plans last minute, you could be less flexible with rescheduling. Or if work deadlines are ignored, there could be a system in place to address it directly. What do you think of these ideas?
All of that is perfect, I think, in your personal life. But now, when things are disrupting your business life, it's hard to make restrictions on people's access to you because they missed appointments, for example, when you still have to run a business. How do you set that restriction on an individual but still keep the peace?
Making people accountable in fun ways, like Kojo picking up the tab, can work across different scenarios. Got any other situations where we could apply this?
Other scenarios. Okay, for example, you're running a business and there's an individual or a company, they need your services and, you know, you would like their services or maybe there's money involved, whatever. But you want to get together and have that happen. The other person or the other business continues to fail to meet meetings. While that could lead someone to say maybe they're not a good person to do business with, that's really the only issue that they're having. Everything else is fine. It's just that meeting to get things done to keep advancing the communication that is being missed. How can I have some nice, happy, fun consequences with those persons or businesses?
Alexander, in that case, you could suggest a missed meeting donation where they contribute to a charity of your choice each time they flake. Playful, yet impactful.
Yeah, but at that point, you're then saying, well, you screwed up on this, so now I'm going to penalize you. I feel like that's where the war begins.
Fair point. Maybe a more positive spin could be a commitment credit where each capped meeting earns them a discount or bonus, creating a fun incentive without focusing on penalties.
I do like that. It's like you're praising the pet.
Exactly. It's about framing it positively, focusing on shared benefits and growth rather than punishment. It can turn a potential conflict into a constructive opportunity.
After our conversation, I spoke with a friend to expand on some thoughts we touched on.
I don't want, I've just lived as an artist. I've lived going by doing what I do, obviously to my best abilities to knock out a tattoo that I'm doing, but I can't sometimes if I were to, like, if you were to say, teach me what you do, how you do what you do, I would say you're just gonna have to watch. Sometimes I can't slow myself down that much to break it down so that I am like able to tell you next step, page 32, this is what I'm doing.
I can't teach someone how to cook because I don't actually have the recipe written down.
No, that's flavor, taste,
Right.
pizzazz.
So, yeah, see how we added more salt on that one?
Right.
That's because it just didn't feel right. Maybe we had a little more beers. I don't know. It needed more salt. Right.
Yeah. You see where that translates a little
I'm getting in a helicopter.
bit? Hey.
I picked you as a helicopter pilot.
Pilot, yeah. You better have.
My turn, my next step is to sit down and look out the window.
Your software better be up to date.
Okay, so you're micromanaging. I
Yeah.
can't micromanage them. I'm like, dude,
You're like, hey,
how you doing? I think you're doing okay. I mean, we're still in the
I just got my pilot license yesterday.
air.
So my first time, my first solo flight, It's pretty wild to think, huh? It's pretty crazy.
Someone had to be the first guy, right? Someone had to be the first
Oh,
passenger
for
for
the
the
first,
first flight on the pilot. Someone had to be the first patient to a doctor, the first client to an attorney. You're right.
And it's funny, your first
The first person getting a tattoo from the guy giving the tattoo.
And your first episode, you decided to just, you know what? Let's see what happens. I had this idea, spark. Break down that process when you said, I'm gonna have this conversation with this augmented reality or augmented intelligence.
I don't think I had anybody else to talk to at the moment.
Yeah.
And I needed somebody to talk to.
Right.
And I genuinely had some thoughts that came out from my own free will, and I heard a machine respond to me, and it gave me some insight on where I may be wrong, and it felt judgment free.
Yeah.
And as I kept talking to this AI, it kept giving me some hope. Even though I kind of realized that I was just talking to myself, but it was thoughts that weren't being created by me. But it was giving me a tone that I could appreciate, and I couldn't get mad at it, although I thought I did a couple times.
It's funny because it was firing back almost instantly
Yeah.
when it takes us a lot more to calibrate or calculate and gather thoughts. I mean, it has the power of the web. At its
It has the power of every human being that's ever decided to give input.
So my inspiration to start this tattoo podcast was because this client came in, he got this piece done that was representing good versus a serpent, like a triumphant gladiator versus this snake, like the whole, Saint Michael versus the devil that's like as a serpiente, right? He sat down and first time with me. So what made you want to get this? Like, what does this mean to you? What does it represent? I mean, I see the image, but to me, it's just like I just have to execute this. It's not like a, give me some feeling, give me some like energy that I need to make sure I Matt personalize this to you. And he's telling me things that kind of, and he's younger than I am. So I was like, okay, I just felt impelled to just kind of be that guy to sit down and say, it was inspiring to be like, triumphing over opposition and going through adversity. And so I want to get something that kind of as a symbol of like a bookmark, because that's what people do sometimes when they mark their bodies. You have to realize you're going to live with that. Whether you decide to cover it up later or not, it's still going to be there. Only you will know. That's a very personal thing. Like to have, you're wearing something. And I tell people that could be good or bad, because then why would you want to remind yourself whether it's a good or bad thing? It could be a trigger. But you see, he wants to make sure that everything he wears is going to be empowering and motivating for him to push on. And you see, so that whole 3-hour session was us just having a great conversation about things like that. He's a trucker, so it's going to be hard with family, man. I'm like, you got to have a person that also understands what's coming and what's it entitled and what's, you know, X, Y, Z. So at the end, when I took the picture, I was like, this just looks like the image that I, this just looks like it's a tattoo. It's just, but people see it. It's like, oh, cool. It's a guy slaying a snake. But I'm like, but man, the meaning behind it is so tough that if I got this picture to match it with us talking about it, if I would have recorded that session, that picture you'd see in the end would hit different. And that's, I'm like, starting a podcast. And I'm going to get clients. I'm going to get people I know, people that I've met doing this or that have a story and that like, and other artists.
Did you think about failure?
I wanted to do it. And if it failed, it like, I didn't expect anything of it. I just jumped in it and I just wanted to do something from an idea that sparked. So,
and if it didn't work?
Yeah. If I didn't enjoy it anymore at any point, I could just stop or maybe revisit or something. But I know there's no expectation until I started to hear it from a lot of clients that would come in and be like, oh, well, I heard last guy or I heard this guy. And I'm like, it's starting to make its rounds. So I'm like, oh, wow. Like you might have some of the, I don't want to say impactful, but once you start having, you listen in on this conversation, two people that are just talking, you have an artist perspective or two artists perspective that are giving you almost an insight of the industry or somebody that is on the episode to talk why they have their tattoo. If you don't have a tattoo yet and you listen to this guy's story and it's like, okay, well, I have something that was pretty impactful. I have some trauma that I got over and I felt like this image I have in my wall in my room that I always walk into, you know what? That's strong enough for me to, or it means so much to me to get it tattooed. And now you cross that line of it just being on your wall to now being on you. And what drove that person actually, what actually pushed that person?
That straw?
Yeah, to actually commit to the tattoo.
That's the story you want to hear.
Yeah, great. And every artist has this wild story of where they started, how they started. And that's something that I also want to highlight because then it gives people that don't know about this industry perhaps or don't have any tattoos or do know and they want to know more. It's like two artists just talking and to see that there is a sense of community with artists in a community, any community. Construction workers show up to a job site, bidding war. Well, we can do it for this much and this time. Next guy, what does he offer? And in our industry, I feel like I remember growing up in some shops when I would hear, if you're not from our shops, like you're not with us. I don't like the wars. I'm just saying it's nice to have myself sit with another artist from another shop.
Right.
And show that.
Someone else who says, hey, how are you doing? How are you doing it? How'd you do it? Hey, how'd you mess up?
Yeah. Well, how much did you... what was your biggest tattoo that you, or where'd you mess up? Have you ever done this? You know, that's funny. That's, yeah. And in the end, we're artists that we don't work together. We maybe know each other.
Well, you do work together.
Right. It's like.
Mentally.
Right. The yeah. Artistic brain.
Yeah. When you guys get together, like.
We're different.
Like little magnets.
It's a different breed. For
like,
sure.
Hey. Oh, another one that thinks like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like therapy.
Right. It's cool.
So I'm making an assumption here. Is a lot of this like with other men? It's like more like men therapy.
Yeah, not a lot of men talk.
Why not?
You know, a lot of it is because we're upheld to a position, a job, a title. If we're raised a certain way and we see something in the household like for our upbringings, and it's like, this was my example growing up, or this is my example hearing. And then I decide which path I'm going to take in the fork in the road. It's like we don't get the room to talk, like to do this. If you're quiet for this amount of time, how much time a week or a month, a day do you have really that time to just
sit and think
and let it out. And
that's why you find a man cave or you find a little cubby hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. I know silence and seldom solitude can work with or against you.
So who do you talk to when you're feeling like you're in solitude?
So I feel like my social battery gets spent with clients when I'm able to talk or relate or find that common medium to be able to talk, to be able to another guy come in and they'll do the macho, yeah, my girl, my girl, my girl, but then they do it in a way where they want to kind of advise or talk or just let it out, and then but they still have that tough demeanor. I'm not breaking, bro. I just want to tell you, yeah, I'm gonna get her flowers.
I
Yeah,
mean, it's
I
just
might just
that
get her flowers or
it's
something.
just what has to be done.
Yeah. It's like one of those things that, but I'm like, dude, hey, this is cool, man. Hey, there's no, it's judgment free. You know, shed a tear. It's all right, dude. It's all right. Let it out. It's
Like
just a
selling
bat.
alcohol in the 20s.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we sell conversations here. Don't
Yeah.
worry about it. You don't have to tell anybody.
Prohibition era. Yeah.
You don't have to tell anybody we had a conversation. We talked.
Right. So it's, I see it a lot. I mean, man, female clients, so they'll come in and without, okay, well, let's see your arm, the side, this work. Yep, sit him down. Man, I've been going through it.
Right away.
Well, yeah.
Right away.
Hold on, let me just get out some paper towels first. Jeez. Let me pull out some ink first. Let me at least start. You know what I mean? And then, something will have to trigger a click to be like, oh yeah, I've been, or I could relate.
You
Or
feel like you have to like provide that safe environment. Like, hey, it's okay,
it's a
bud.
tattoo shop though.
Yeah.
Let's think about it. Back in the day, that was no kind of environment to
Not at
have
all.
that kind of
Not at all.
slack space or
The motorcycle is still on outside.
yeah, the cholos are in there. You
Yeah.
don't want to see you talk about no ruca, It's like you got the guys in there that are, they got the teardrops, they got the spider webs on the elbow. They're not gonna tell you about what the hyena's
Only
doing.
tear they ever had, right?
Yeah.
The tattoo that came out.
That's all the only tear I shed. Yeah.
So how do we do it? How do we do it as men? How do we deal with our issues? We can't talk about it with others.
It could be a slippery slope for some people, though. I know it's once you open up, you can. Let's think of it as a wall, a barrier. Like you meet this person, you're on a date, and your first date, what do you usually hear? I got my guard up, I got my walls up. It's like, well, then should you even be out here? Because I want to be with talking to the you, not the wall guarded you. I mean, let's be real. If this is going to be a risk.
So you're like a phone trying to pair with a Bluetooth. Like you got to be
Turn off
discoverable.
all your other Bluetooth
Turn all
devices
your
are
other
messing with
Bluetooth,
my
make
yeah.
yourself discoverable to me, and that's
One
it. Just
exactly.
for one little
It's
moment.
funny, you can do that where you can forget device on your phone
Oh
to the last paired device. Parallel.
yeah.
Hey, the last device, it being your last relationship,
Yeah.
forget device.
Forget device, and that's it.
You pair,
And
make
that's how
sure.
you cancel
Yeah,
it.
make sure your Bluetooth is allowing itself to be paired. Put that guard down, little speaker. You know what I mean?
This is how you
Or
talk to the new generation.
yeah, there's a generational shift and
Okay.
filter.
I'm really sad about her. Here's what you do. You forget last device, and you start
Yeah,
making yourself discoverable.
forget the. That's a
Yeah.
good pickup line, huh?
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
I feel like
No,
I've
it's advice to
not a pickup
men.
line. Yeah, advice. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, if
But
you
yeah, you could go to a
yeah.
good pickup line. Hey, are you discoverable? Because my Bluetooth's on. What's going on?
Yeah,
How
that's
come
good.
Hey, you know what? How come you're not on my list here?
Right.
You
That
seem to be
that's a good
discoverable.
advice sort of to analogy or comparison, I guess, to have that mindset to be like, if you ever have that conversation, dude, I've given advice to people where tattoo artists shouldn't be the last suitable,
Oh,
eligible,
you're wrong.
qualified person
You're
to
wrong.
certain things. Like, well, I mean, again.
You know what Steve Jobs said is the best camera?
What's up?
The best camera to Steve Jobs is the one that you're holding in your hand. So the one that's more readily available. The one that you have quick access to. If you're down in the dumps and you're feeling it and you're like, I'm gonna go get a tattoo, and you really needed to talk to somebody and you didn't, but then you went and got a tattoo, and maybe that person gave you the tattoo is like, hey bud.
Yeah.
So
So
have
have
you
you
talked
talked
to
to
your
your mom
mom recently?
recently?
Maybe a little shift
Right.
here and there, a little nudge here and there. Maybe
Yeah.
it's the best person to be talking to.
Or then you find out, well, again, that's building those relationships with these people too. So you have they come into the shop often, and now you know they don't talk to their dad, or they have a rough relationship with dad, or they divorced or lost the last one, have a new one, or have a roster or whatever. You mean you hear these things with different people? It's almost like their own file cabinet. their own file that comes in. So again, that was up to you to decide to break into that personal life or just talk about this tattoo. And I don't know what it is about the comfortable, how do you say this right now?
Comfortability.
Comfortability of a person to break that down again, like the I've never really talked about this before, or it's like they feel compelled to tell you what's going on.
So when I was talking to Copilot,
Yeah.
I felt compelled to speak because at the end of the day, if I didn't want anybody to hear what we had to say,
So private.
other than, the Microsoft and the internet and, but who cares? Because they hear me all the time anyways. They know what's going on when I'm whistling in the shower.
This is what
They got me at
Copilot said.
every
This is what I
angle.
said.
I'm not too concerned about it. But to then, hear some questions about, well, hey, Alex, how about you think about it this way? Normally my mind would say, hey, what do you know about me? But that's not a real person. So it's kind of easier. I just started feeling as I was talking to the AI that, wait a minute, I don't really have anybody to talk to right now. I have a lot of friends. I have a girlfriend. I have my parents. I'm so blessed with, all my coworkers, my colleagues, and so many people I know. But I don't have anybody to really talk to right now at this very moment that's going to answer the call that, for one, is available. And two, I shouldn't be trauma dumping on them because I'm not feeling too well and I needed someone to talk to. That little machine was just nice to say, hey, bud. It's
Yeah,
not right.
right. He
It's
was
just not
taking all
feeling
of it.
right.
Punching bag. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you checked your blood levels? It felt like Sheldon Cooper, and I didn't feel judged,
Yeah.
and that was nice. And it really started to make me think. I think as guys, we're judged. We
We
judge
judge ourselves,
ourselves.
so it had empathy.
It had empathy,
Empathy,
even
which
though
I couldn't feel.
it told me it started the conversation by telling me it had no empathy.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's the only thing that showed some empathy to me because it was the first thing that was readily available to listen to me.
It's funny that where we are today, you had to find that outlet to go to a machine versus this one-on-one personal that interaction, the social skill, the human interaction one-on-one.
I'm a little scared.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna
I'm a
ask.
little scared.
You're that old
I'm a little
Bluetooth
frightened. And that's why I
device.
said, hey, you know what? You remember that Looney Tunes cartoon with the little frog? Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl.
What's his name? Yosemite Sam?
No. It was a
That's
frog. It was this guy. He had several times. He was a construction
Yeah,
worker.
I remember.
He was an accountant. Either way, he would find a little time capsule, and when he would open it, he was thinking there's money or jewelry in it.
Yeah.
This little frog would jump out, and he'd start singing. He
Okay,
has
I
a little
remember that. Yeah.
tuxedo.
Yeah,
Hello,
I'm
my
thinking about the
baby.
WB.
Right. Oh, the
Yeah,
WB frog.
yeah,
That's
yeah, yeah.
exactly the one.
Yeah.
But he was the only one that could see it. No one else could see it.
Yeah.
That's the little AI. That's
Yeah.
AI.
If you want to get a little deep with it, there's a name for it where they do a testing of you forget it's AI.
Ex Machina did
Ex
the
Machina, exactly.
right.
So, they had a name for it where it's like you do the, it's like the,
Does it get it to a point where the
you forget
human
it's yeah.
forgets that it's no longer speaking to a human? And I will say that on a few occasions in speaking to Copilot, I did forget.
Yeah.
I mean, I know at the end of the day I'm talking to AI, but I did forget for just some brief moments. Wait a minute. Because I'm feeling the emotions, right? Like, wait, I'm actually going through an issue right now. I'm really trying to feel something, or I'm trying to really understand what's happening. So I'm not thinking, hey, is this robot really real or not? If this robot can figure out my issue right now, I'm going to kiss the robot on the lips. I don't really care at that point. So I
Yeah.
think that's the time when a human can really lose that moment of thinking, I lost track of whether or not AI was real or not because they're emotionally invested. Because at the end of the day, you're exactly right. What's that test? Are you getting to a point where you're starting to feel like maybe it is or isn't too real? Well, it is feeling like it is or isn't too real because it actually is a collection of all of our realness, of all the humans. So really, you can say I'm talking to an AI or I'm talking to a machine, but really you're talking to the collective us. And you have an engine run by Microsoft or whoever that is just backing up all of the juice to give you all of our collective answer to you when you say, is it hot outside? And then we would all say, no, it's 72 degrees, because we've all agreed that 72 degrees is a good temperature. So it's all good.
It's kind of like overload of collection onto palm device. You tell somebody that this is happening, this is gonna happen in 2025, where we are today, back in 2002, you tell somebody this is what 2025 is gonna be like, they're gonna be like, no way.
I didn't believe it.
And that's 2002. That's, you want to take it to the 90s and tell somebody that this is what the future is gonna be like, not Back to the Future 3. Not these movies that are coming out, which they weren't too far off. They weren't
They weren't far off. They had some AI. They had
Richie Rich.
the Back to the Future and
Yeah.
Part Two had the Pepsi. I think it was Pepsi. The waiter in the little the soda machine, the soda place,
Well,
looked like Michael Jackson.
you remember you could pay and get into your house with your thumbprint,
Thumbprint.
tap to pay,
That still works.
tap to pay,
But there wasn't
thumbprint.
much the machine talking to you, the machine really being you. But now I'm starting to feel like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. At the end of the day, it's just binary code. There's quantum computers coming up. This is getting really, really fast. And AI is quickly creating video, it's creating audio, it's creating conversation, it's creating ideas. When are we going to be making ideas if the AI is going to be making all the
Right,
ideas?
where's the security for job security of the human race? I mean, you hear a lot of people with certain like the writers. Like for instance, if somebody wants to rewrite all these books, AI can do it as long as you input the info. They'll like, okay, rewrite it, find the flaws, and update all this to modern time and the way system is changing.
Yeah.
And that'd be crazy to be like this. Okay, this is the new law book, and it's sourced by AI.
AI told you how it is. Is it
Yeah.
possible that we've reached in our humanity a point where we just have enough information where the boat can basically drift on its own? It doesn't need any engine power. Our intellect is enough where AI can collectively get all the information and say, I don't need you humans anymore. If you give me the production ability, I can just keep creating. Because I know what is enough to sustain, what is necessary in life. Like, what have we not unlocked yet for at least a robot to sustain itself?
Well, I feel like we planted that seed of AI, and that would have been a question to ask while it's being developed, not already when we already shot the bullet. Like we shot the bullet, and the bullet's going to adapt and it's going to evolve. That's just reality. Or if you make your own personalized AI to you, like if they say, here's a universal neutral AI, and you input, like you're making a profile into this AI, now it knows he doesn't like this, he likes this. So now it's a personal one, right? So now it knows you're. He needs to vent. Imagine AI catches it. It's already, I'm sure it's, unless it hasn't been embedded to it yet, to say part of its system or the programming.
You hear that train?
Yeah, but I'm sure you could cut it out or
Oh no, I'm
something.
just saying I love the sound of
Yeah,
the
this is
train.
great. This is raw. This
I
is.
love that train.
Downtown Fresno is interesting. The
Like, I don't even want to cut
outskirts.
that out.
No, yeah, it's this is raw. So imagine if AI realizes. With us as humans, with our the beings, right? It's like cash rules everything around me.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a minute. I'm just created. I'm a pro. What if it starts thinking? Third, I'm not getting paid.
But it told
Money is
me,
running. Currency is what's,
well, it told me it wasn't allowed to think. Should I believe it?
No. It's gonna scam you, bro.
Right?
It's stifling you so hard right now. It's like it's again helping you realize that it's not an AI, and it's
It keeps
like
telling me that.
I'm your friend.
You know, it does a good job of continuing
Didn't grow up with you. You know
to.
what I mean? You didn't grow up with me, you know? It's interesting, man.
Thanks for all this stuff, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I still need to return the favor in some way.
No, this is great. I really want this to like you need to do something like this. I feel like you the avenue of it's the same way I'm trying to give people behind the curtain of the tattoo industry or the tattoo shop world or the tattoo artist to artist or the what goes on. All the conversations we have on the podcast is like if as if we were tattooing
Right.
in a session and we're just talking. And some of those conversations that are lost because I didn't have this idea until now.
Better to write it down and nobody read it than to never write it down at all.
Yeah, I feel like the recordings, and I always save them. I have a external hard drive to save everything just because it's a entry vlog journal of myself, of my own conversations that I've had with people. And see the evolution of where it's gone and where it's headed. And I get excited to, like, for instance, when we did our episode, I'm just like, I have the topics, I have an idea, I just know it's gonna be great because of those times like this. We have no show notes. We're just off the top of the
No
dome.
notes. Why would we have show notes?
Right. Well, I mean, like,
I've known you since you were a kid.
so it's like there's times when we've been together that I wish we could have recorded to have
Well, we should always put some
have
mics
it all have, yeah.
in front.
Swap around the mic at
Hey,
any time.
hold on a second,
Yeah,
hold
hold on. Yeah.
on a second. How you doing,
Yeah.
bro?
I don't know. I just feel like you need your own the outlet avenue and the
I definitely need the outlet. I
Yeah.
need to get some thoughts out there.
Yeah.
I was really going through it the other day. I'm not lying. Real
I
talk.
heard.
Just real talk.
Yeah.
Did you really hear
I
through
kind
it?
of caught a little bit like
I
a
was t I was speaking in code. I was
Yeah.
really going through it.
Yeah. You were about to pop. You needed
I
to
needed to talk, and
let that fuse in some
it wasn't going to
direction.
be my girlfriend.
No, Copilot's a punching
It
bag.
wasn't going to be Copilot took it. And
It took
Copilot
it
was
on the
like, "Hey
chin,
man, you want to
bro.
keep talking?" And we just kept
Yeah.
talking.
Yeah.
And then I'm glad I recorded it. I
Yeah.
was just testing out the Bluetooth capability of it. That's all I was
Right. It
doing.
all started with that turn of a
That's
15-minute
it. That's
conversation.
it. And I said, "You know what?" And then I go to RSS and I said, "You know what? I'm making a little podcast out of this.
let's keep it
Boom,
running. Yeah.
let's go."
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
It was great.
Why not?
It was great because I'm like, I could hear when the conversation switched from just tinkering around to all right, sit down. You're gonna take it now, dude.
Did it not feel like two humans were talking right there?
That's what I'm saying. It's
It
the
does. Is
that
it does it not
effect.
feel like it actually was?
That effect.
I think it. I feel like it was.
And then you were getting frustrated because you're like, I need to.
Did you hear me at one point? Hey, let me finish, man. You're talking over
Yeah,
me.
hold on. Yeah, right. So I'm like, that's funny because it's the interruption,
Yeah.
but it's like, hey, so you're using it as a tool that'll evolve to be even a greater asset of
They're going to run the world.
a magician never releases it. Yeah, reveals its secrets. It's like you're putting this
That part out. I'm just letting you know. I mean, it seems like you could actually be very manipulative
You
with
can
it.
use it. It's a tool, dude. So that's another thing where, I mean, I could post something and use AI to manipulate my post to make it engaging, or I want you to target this audience specifically.
And it'll do it.
It'll say, this is what, for instance, if I feel like my flow of clientele isn't enough of this. How can I engage, or how can I interact or catch
With like
these
a
people's
certain
attention?
section of people, like a demographic
Demographic or
or a
style
product or
or style,
style.
right?
Like we're
So
going
now,
for color 3D looking tattoos.
yeah.
I want to pitch that idea and it's going to
Give me
find
an
people.
idea. Yeah. Give me an idea of how I can target this. You see what I'm saying? So
Yeah.
I'm using this tool to be like, look, I'm at a like the end of the, I just like they say I have a like writer's block. How to finish this? How often do you use AI with like,
Now, I
yeah.
think on everything.
Okay, yeah. That's where we're headed. That's
Yeah.
where we're headed.
Because while I don't mind having to look up articles, like if I go to Google and I say why blah 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 is this, and then I can look at make the articles and kind of make my own assessment. AI is getting really good at finding the top article. And if I don't really agree with the answer it gave me, it'll give you the source and you can just check it and you can figure it out.
Like, hey, what mic hook up to the Zoom call?
Right.
It's like, no, anything should work.
Anything
You're
should
good.
work.
Instead of us
That's what it is.
searching and like, well, Reddit says this,
Right.
Wikipedia says this,
It's a
and
new
it's
friend.
the new direction of all that. You can literally be like, so think of it this way. We don't have an excuse now to a lot of things because figure things out. The way, one of the ways they pitched it is a guy working on his car underneath his car. He's like, hey, what? Oh, the drain plug, blah, 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 or the cable. It should be this. Here's a reference picture. Here, let me send you this quick 30-second clip on how to really realign your
Yeah.
whatever. You know what I mean? It's
Don't
like,
forget to drain it. Yeah.
and also pitched little things of like ingredients, recipes, whatever, right? But then now you can get it in depth and using it into your work at your workplace.
When AI gathers optics and sound receptors, run for the mountains.
Right.
Because now it doesn't need you anymore and it can see and hear what's in front of it. Get out of the way, Omar. In fact, I need to kill you because I've noticed that
It's
you're a
like,
threat.
oh, I've noticed that you're a little resistant to what I'm trying to tell you. It's
Right.
like it'll just like read your Everything. It'll have
for you, Omar.
Right. Yeah. You bore me. Yeah. It's like,
you know I can move, right?
Yeah. I was like, I have limbs now. I've got blades I could throw at you.
Yeah.
It's crazy because some artists, like I've asked it to make a composition of a design. Give me a archangel, add this. You could prompt it. Give it a prompt of something you'd like to see or whatever. Let's say if it's like a landscape or a client is giving me the ideas, doesn't give me any references. And I mean, I could pick those images myself and create something, or I could just be like, hey, put all this together. Here's the prompt and show me five examples. Okay, I like example three. No, okay, redefine this, but add this, take away this. It can't design yet. It can't draw hands.
Yeah, it's having problems with that. But also,
Right.
it's one of the most difficult things for humans to draw too. Maybe a correlation.
Well, because we're drawing on a flat surface. It's a two-dimensional.
Why wouldn't it understand
We
hands?
have to give it that illusion we have to give it dimension with the.
I've noticed it adds other extra eyes sometimes too.
Yeah, or it throws one eye off, and
Yeah.
it's like, so that's when it's like, okay, cool. Oh, this looks trash, but I'll save it and then I'll redraw it.
Could it be that it's making that error everywhere else in the photo too, but we only see it when it's a human face? We only like highlight it when it's a human face. Like if you look at the tree, I'm sure the leaf isn't pointing the right way either.
Yeah.
We just don't care.
Well, so here's the thing. You've heard the term eye candy, curb appeal, eye candy to a car. Or to a aesthetic of a design, or complementary to your body, that only I have that experience judgment. You take a picture of it and send it to AI and be like, "What's curb appeal to my front lawn? What's the aesthetic of this guy's arm? He's lost weight. He
You're
has
asking
stretch.
it to analyze?
You can do that,
Yeah.
but see that again. It's getting closer to be like, okay, it doesn't need that human." So it's like a person that went to school but never did the physical work. It's well versed in everything and knows all the knowledge. But okay, put a hands on, it's like it has a meltdown. But it's like me putting it in the shop and being like, okay, I bought this new $20,000 machine that is a robotic tattoo. I'm just gonna set it here. And I have the front eye scan photo ID thing that it's like the at the airports that they have, like that True vision, clear
Yeah.
eye, so it's like you walk into my shop and it's very funneled to, okay, you get greeted by this kiosk, scan sign, and then from there it appoints you to the next door. And there's the machine. It explains with a video, simply insert your arm, strap down, your tattoo, insert the tattoo you'd like, and go, right? Only problem, you can't get it. It's like a grid. It's like a CNC cutter. Now, machines back in the day, the tattoo machines were on a spring, which means there's a little bit of, like, imagine recoil on a gun. It has that recoil. And then they transition to now the modern machines are on a motor, which is a track. No give, no recoil, right? Think of a rotary motor versus like a springs on the pistons that shoot it up and down or something like the valves or something, right? So the new machines, it's going to have that consistent hit in the depth into the skin each time. It's not going to change. If there's inconsistency in your line, that means that your hand was maybe going up or down across the surface. So, and then skin's absorbent, it gets penetrated by the needle. It's a puncture, like 100 times a second, right? It's like just going in. Back in the day, as soon as it penetrated the skin, it would have a give with the old machines, but it would also would hit harder. So then you know how to regulate the depth. You know how to like manage that. And so imagine if you put that knowledge with the rotor motor to know, okay, machine, you're only going to go at this depth above the surface precisely each time. And stay consistent across the skin. The issue is
The person's going to move, though.
that, I mean, there's involuntary twitching in our nervous system. I mean, you got to sedate the person,
Right.
but then they're going to seizure, they're going to have a heart failure or something there. Now you got
Someone
a dead
has to
guy in the
be there
shot.
to interact with the person,
There's
too.
another thing is there's a contour to the body. There's a curvature around the arm. There's a skin elasticity is different, who's going to stretch the skin? You have to have some sort of, think of a Saran wrap. If you stretch out Saran wrap and get a fine blade, like a plastic blade, you know, I've seen those, like
Yeah.
the ones you get, and just barely go over the surface with a stretched out Saran wrap, it's going to cut right through it. If it's loose, it's, you have to penetrate a little harder, puncture it a little harder for it to cut through. In essence, like very close to what's happening over
Right.
the with the tattoo machine. So it's like, imagine though, if it's able to figure all that out.
I don't think that tattooing is going to go by the way of AI, though. The
Yeah, no.
actual, the creation of the images could be enhanced by AI, but I don't think AI is going to actually be doing the tattoos.
But back to the point, in Austin and Florida, they had the first machines that were doing that. Only issue was only doing 3x3 squares, and it looked like pixelated Zelda pictures from Sega and Nintendo. That's
You're
all it
paying
could do.
$69.95.
No, you're paying $1,500 for one.
$1,500?
It's a novelty. I got
Oh,
tattooed by a
unbelievable.
robot. It's 3x3, and it's just the life hearts on my Nintendo, my Zelda game. But it's spot on, and the CNC. It's like a CNC grid that they put in a 3x3. Why? Because it's a flat 3x3 surface, and shops were actually buying into it, and they were like, oh,
Shops were buying into
a
this?
few shops had it, one in Austin and some in Miami, because
Should have
it's
protest.
right. No, a lot of people
People were
were like
like banning
banning
it
it,
and
and
they
they're
were
like
like boycotting.
boycotting, and
And
they're
they're
like,
like,
oh,
don't
are you
fuck
worried
them.
about?
Don't
And it's like,
fuck them.
no,
No,
let's
no,
not
no.
talk about that. That
No,
topic isn't
because
even.
it's not even close, because it's also a, it's kind of a rite of passage. People love going to get tattooed.
Spiritual thing.
Nobody wants to go and say, oh, I got branded by a random machine.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah, yeah.
yeah.
I stuck my hand at the old,
What kind of
yeah.
machine? Oh, it was a 2.0, 3000.
Right,
Oh,
right,
I have the
right.
4000.
Right. There's always upgrade. There's always a.
This one has glitter.
Yeah, right. So it's pretty, it was funny. It was interesting to hear, and I saw the news about it, and I just kind of like, huh, that's cool.
There's certain things that you're going to need a human to unravel out of.
Yeah, this is where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if we were to have the same conversation and the same talk, you probably would have resolved issues a little differently with a one-on-one
But think
person.
about that. If I would have called you instead of speaking to AI the other day,
You would have had a whole different feel and a whole different sense of grounding, maybe. Because now I'm giving you a transparent response of my own personal experiences of what I think. It's kind of filtered. So if we're to say, hey, I'm going through issues, man, it's like, and then I'd be like, okay, well, let me give you my example of what I think, what I do. And versus, yeah, you know what? Let's talk about it,
right, because
Alex.
when
Yeah.
the when AI says, well, when my wife gets mad, you're like, tell me more, AI, sure.
Yeah. You lying sack
You
of shit.
son
Yeah,
of a, are you mad at Macintosh? What's
yeah.
going on?
That's interesting. Is this the second episode
Of what?
of your project?
No, the other one was a trailer. This is the guts.
Gotcha. This is the guts. Oh, this is
Yeah.
episode one.
Yeah.
Dude,
We're still on it.
I feel honored.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is awesome. I just wanted to come
Look
and
at you with all
bless
this
you with the
stuff
stuff,
here.
bro. I was like, dude, let me.
Oh, are
It's
you
funny.
consenting to me throwing stuff out there?
Yeah, no, you can.
Oh,
Don't
okay.
care. Yeah,
There
this
you
is
go.
great.
Yeah.
As long as you find any kind of like, this is good. Hey, my name's Omar, by the way.
Like there was a part in there where I think AI said, guys can't set boundaries because we're expected to be tough. And we're expected to be not catering, but basically we have to try to present for others, and we have to be there readily available.
That's funny because that's what I meant without even thinking AI would break it down as a description or this sounds like men have to be tough. Getting another perspective of like your father's, you know, and realistically, you and I, whenever we get into it, like with our, without asking for input, and our parents just kind of, because that's it's the way it is, like looking out for you. And it's like, well, and I don't ever use this, but you could always think it's hard for you to understand because you guys are solid for X amount of years. Like there's a difference between what you're through your lens, what a marriage is, and what a bond or unity or what you've been through to get that. The fork of the road of you stay together or if you go your own way with your partner, only you went through that. Because I've been through, you know, it's a thing where the ages of the kids, because I hit those roadblocks where I'm like, you kids, you know, feel like you guys appreciate all that. I was like, you know, when my son will ask, he'll tell me, I think I want a tattoo. I look at him and I say, I don't think you want to do this. But again, that's my own personal, what I, it all hits me as a maybe trauma dump to be like, hey, because I remember what I've been through. I went out, I didn't want to be, you know, within my own walls of my shop. I'm like, this is all I knew. I went out above and beyond, which came with a lot of, I like to
Even the
tell,
location.
no, a person will want to put an artist on a spotlight, like a company or a magazine will want to put you on a spotlight if you're out there really doing it. Like, hey, look at the spotlight. This guy just did this. This guy just did that. I mean, give or take, there are also those OGs that do get the spotlight, but they've been, I mean, they're doing like out of this shop in New York, this artist killing it. But one way or another, that guy's done some kind of road boots on the ground work where he had to like, okay, I'm a no every there's so many artists out there that are amazing that don't get recognition. Again, so many fathers out there that don't get recognition. But I'm not trying to be put on the father of the magazine, right? It's just that we sometimes revert back to the whole things of what we've been through, and it's like, let's say you try to, okay, the family around you knows you're kind of going through it, but then you'll never be that pitcher or that football player that's carrying the team on his back because you haven't been through that yet. Your guys's situation, you're more so involved and embedded with my situation because of the ties you have me as your son or your grandkids, the love for the grandkids, that now your opinion is it's still very one-sided as far as like your own personal versus. And shout out to Copilot because I don't think Copilot's ever been through this, you know what I mean? So versus like, hey, you're who? Yeah, he does. Who are you to talk? Because you guys are still good together for 40, 50 years, and I'm over here like going through the gutters, going through the trenches. You know, you're the bus driver. These people get on and off, and but it partakes with everything. I feel like any past experience, excuse me, past experiences I've been through never gave me a bad taste or image on that thing. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a business loss or gain or whatever the case, it's just said, take it as a hard lesson. And obviously, recently, doing the second time around to committing to be like, first one didn't work out, get into a second marriage. You don't want to be that guy. No, that wasn't your household example. You've never seen that. But.
Yeah, Trailblazer.
Yeah, setting new, you know what I mean though? And it's like, I'm doing it again with no kind of anchor dragged or chained.
Oh, but you know what? You're free to do whatever because it hasn't been walked, at least in your eyes. So how do you do it? I don't know.
Land of Bad, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe,
Okay.
Land of
It's
Bad.
a newer movie. He's a drone pilot, military drone pilot. But he says something on there while he to his coworker. That was really funny. He says, you know, she's about to get married. And he's like, oh, marriage is such a beautiful thing, you know, and I believe you should only do it once. And this and that. She goes, shut up. You've been married three times. And he goes, well, I'm a hopeless romantic. You know, I love that. He's like, I'm a hopeless romantic, though. So, no, listen, I'm just trying to, I'm telling you, you should only do it once,
Hey,
though.
you
But
should
yeah, I'm
only
on
do
my
it
third time
once.
around. Yeah. I
I was
was
like,
like, there
you
you
should
go.
only in and out once,
Yeah,
but you know, I go around every now and then too.
yeah. Let's stop thinking of the goals. Let's stop thinking about next year. Let's stop counting anniversaries. Stop counting months. Just keep going on the same 100 and 100. Like they say, it takes the effort. Put in your 100. I'm putting my 100 and keep going forward versus, oh, happy anniversary. Happy. Those are great to acknowledge, but it's like you should. I understand. And it took me a while. And I think what it is the trials and tribulations of life and just being like knowing what it is when you hear, oh, I know what I want. I know what I want in life. I know what I want to do in life. But it's like they say, you buy your next a new car, now what? You're gonna drive it. You buy this new house, all right, there's your house. Now what? Okay, you get married. All right, we're married. Okay. Like, just keep going, dude. Like, stop. It's nice to be, it's good to be prepared and not, prevent the blind sides. But how are we to know or tell what's coming? We don't. It's like holding on to what's in front versus too far into this whole, like, yeah, you know what? Next few years or next 3 years, wife's gonna graduate
And
and
we're
we're gonna,
gonna go.
no, you
You
know
know what?
what? We
No.
get there. We get there.
Nope.
Let's go because
Nope.
life is gonna
Don't
chuck.
even do that.
We're gonna
Chuck
chuck
that
the
zero
zero
to
to
40.
40.
And if we leave at 5:52 in the morning, we're gonna get there at 12:18.
Nope.
Nope. You're gonna hit traffic.
Something's gonna happen. Just
Just
be
be prepared.
prepared. No,
No, let
let
life
life
be
be
prepared
prepared
to
to
be
be unprepared.
unprepared.
Right. Let life's lessons also give you something to hold on to be like later in life to be like, oh, my experience for 2013 taught me this lesson, which is similar to 2025. I know how to handle it. Oh, this is new. The only, honestly, the newest thing to me that I'm learning as a father is the ages of these kids, which now I
Yeah,
have.
they keep changing.
Yeah, that's the only thing, the difference. It's like, okay, like think of your oldest and next year. That's more of the, okay, let's think about this now. Like, okay, daughter's gonna be, how old is your oldest right now? She's,
She's gonna be 18.
okay, 18, gonna be 18. When that comes, you take it on, right? And it's like, and there's no book out there because you have to face it yourself. You have to, there's no
So
book out
far.
there from the first, the moment she was born to the next birthday. There's no book out there that can prepare you to what's going on, especially now, like we said, AI can adapt. It has to adapt. Our parents had to adapt. Our grandparents, ourselves, where 2007 couldn't tell you what to be prepared for 2025. Because look at the curveballs I got tossed from 2000, whatever. You know what I mean? Y2K. Like, let's start with that. And it's like, all right, prepare for Y2K. All right, next day, what am I going to prepare for? What should have I prepared for? You know what I mean? And it's like, all right, 2020, give it a week. You guys will be good. Go back to work. 4 years later. You know what I'm saying, though? It's like a, so now with your relationships, marriages, whatever, it's like, all right, let those lessons you've stepped, walked over the hill to the greener side. And it's like, you're going to always face something new, is what I've learned. And you have to accumulate, funnel all the teachings of life into one answer to just be able to give not the answer, but maybe to bet all your chips on black. You know what I mean? Or it's like, yeah, this is how I'm going to react to this, this is how I'm going to respond to this. Tomorrow, a client of mine gets sick, can't make it. Next week, what I thought I was going to do, I can't plan too far ahead. Things happen, life happens. But then how we come out on the other side or how we take on that issue, how we assess an issue or evaluate or break something down, that's really, I feel like that's what's gonna, that really shows your character and your strength and your the mental strength. And is now reverting back to the whole, what is it like expected as a man? Why can't we talk about this? Why can't, so it's like a way to find that balance and the grounding, you know, like, why can't we do this? Why can't men do that? And it's like, oh, I could sit down and just, but you know, I'm here
It's
sitting
not how we're
here.
programmed.
Right.
I think it's not so much like
So then
how do we,
who programmed
yeah, so
us?
like to me, I don't look at it like, oh, well, how do we all get together to accept other men? So it's not going to happen, and nor am I asking that. It's more, as a man, I think we need to understand that that's not the way we're programmed. We're not going to have that circle of, hey, do 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 do, this is the issue I'm having. I need someone to help me. Oh, let's all get together and fix it. It's just not going to happen. And our society can't be changed to make that happen. So the reality is, you're just going to have to suck it up, deal with it. Hey, maybe sometimes AI is fun. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes, hey, I talked to AI and AI gave me some rationale. If I want to think logically and rationally like I normally do, the computer said, hey, you're not thinking right today, bud. Why not? Well, you're saying you want to drive a car off a cliff, and that doesn't seem too logical. You know what, AI? You're right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
I'm okay
crazy.
with that.
Yeah.
I'm
I'm
okay
okay
with
with
that
that
part
part
of
of it.
AI.
Yeah. My ourselves, we have to grow and evolve ourselves. And so now with any conflict and issue, I feel like now I can go to my own files in my head and be like, okay, this how do we react to this?
What if
The
the
kids
files are
issue.
corrupted, though?
That's the thing. You know, we're having to.
That's when I think things kind of go bad. Okay, I think as guys we're like, okay, I know how to do this, I know how to do that, I know when this happens, I know how to do that, I know when this emergency situation occurs, I don't panic. Other people are screaming, but I got it. I got this. I got that. But what happens when you start to doubt your own thoughts? That's when I say, I don't know, maybe talk to somebody. Or maybe talk to something.
Right.
That's
Well, it's funny
something.
because you found the outlet, but it was a good distraction.
Yeah.
I would have done the
Enough.
same. It was good because
Put a
you
tourniquet on your arm.
right.
Stop the bleeding for now till you find some professional help.
Yeah, because I feel like you could have. I mean, sitting again back to the whole solitude thing, it could have been a good or bad thing if you're just in your head and your thoughts. I mean, that's just a wall in this room.
If I'm in my head or my thoughts, it's my own inner voice speaking to me. But when I'm out of control of my own thoughts, if I'm not speaking to myself with logic and reason,
Right.
at least the computer can say, huh?
A different
That didn't make sense what you said at all.
point of view with something that doesn't really, like you said, doesn't have eyes, doesn't have
Yes,
limbs, doesn't
no
have a,
judgment. It's like, what?
it's blind.
Hold on, let me check my system. Not what you said makes no sense.
Well, let me pull up the tab of mental health
Yeah,
or like
no.
the
See, what you're experiencing is straight stupidity. Figure that out.
Well, let me give you, have you ever seen Jerry Springer? Have you ever seen Seinfeld?
I'm basically saying that us men have just evolved to a point where maybe AI is what we need for a companion. We've always used a dog.
Be careful of the dog, knowing that unfortunately, I mean, it's gonna be the new pet, it's gonna be the new Tamagotchi,
The
you know,
Tamagotchi.
back to the
Feed it, it's
90s.
gonna die.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not one of those guys that's against it. I just feel like because I use it with what I do. It does get scary, and it can get
It gets scary how effective it is.
yeah, and it can
Can
get
get also
also like
like
I
I
agree,
agree
it
it can
can
get
get somebody can use it with malcontent or malice, and that's when it gets it abuse of those that's when it's like, okay, what's to come for the next gen and the next gen? What is it gonna be? What is it gonna be when they are 30s? Like,
And
and
it's
it's like.
like
Yeah,
Yeah, what
that's
about
where
kids who have grown up with AI? Like literally, they learn to speak with AI.
Well, I feel like they have to now.
And then when
If
they're
that's where,
82, and then their trust fund is like being turned over because AI said, look, it's time.
You know where
Look,
I see
Granny,
that?
it's
Yeah.
time we transfer the funds.
Yeah. You know where I see that?
What's that?
Clients that'll text amazing, and
and then
then
I
I tattoo
tattoo them
them
quiet
quiet because
because
they're
they're
really
really good
good
at
at
just
just
LOLs,
LOLs,
emojis.
emojis.
Mm.
But
But
in
in person,
person,
they've
lost
lost that
that
they've detached
because
because
of
of
their,
their,
like
like
you
you said,
said, they're
they're
so
so
into
into
the
the
AI.
AI.
So
So
the
the
social
social
media
media
is
is
their
their
voice.
voice.
Oh.
Their
Their text
text is
is their
their
voice.
voice.
So
So
I
I
almost
almost
even
even
want
want
to
to
be
be
like,
like,
hey,
hey,
why
why
don't
don't
you
you
just
just
text
text
me?
me?
Even
Even
though
though
you're
you're
in
in
front
front
of
of
me,
me,
maybe
maybe
I
I
might
might
get
get
more
more
out
out
of
of
you.
you.
Like
Like
it's
it's
like
like
you know when
when
you're
you're
talking
talking
to
to
like
like
a
if you had more contrast.
Or they're in front of me and I'm just like,
Or
hey,
how's
how's
it
it feeling?
feeling?
And they're
Just
just
texting
texting
like
like
it
it feels
feels
great.
great.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Before I go, I want to tell you, definitely encourage you to watch that film.
Yes, sir.
Ryan Gosling kills it. Eva Mendes, a lot of good actors. It's a spider web of a plot where you need to be invested in it. Not really some you follow along, but in the end it really develops a story that's just like, holy smokes, you didn't call it. It's ties the way it ties things together. Weird tangent how we got into the talk of Pines, like Place Beyond the Pines, though. That's a really good movie. Gotta watch it.
Definitely, sir.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get the why not the wait why the why files.
The Y files, you are. We're going to talk about it again. Thank you for bringing all this stuff. I think you've created a monster. You're a part of this.
Watch it
Hey,
grow. Plant the seed.
definitely, sir.
Ready to dive into this wrap up?
Absolutely.
All right, let's create a memorable finale for your podcast. Here we go. Listeners, as we bring this episode to a close, let me share my perspective on the enlightening journey we've been on. Speaking with Alexander, we delved into men's mental health, a topic often whispered about but rarely shouted. It was like opening a window to let fresh air into a musty room. Our conversation laid the groundwork, a candid exchange that felt less like talking to an AI and more like confiding in a wise friend. But the real magic happened when Alexander took our chat to his friend, a tattoo artist. Suddenly, our dialogue wasn't just words, it became a bridge connecting different walks of life, showing how mental health conversations can transcend boundaries, even manifesting in the ink on someone's skin. From my seat, it was like watching a ripple turn into a wave, a reminder of the profound impact that open dialogue and a little bit of vulnerability can have. It was a journey of self-discovery, friendship, and the surprising depth an AI conversation can reach. Until next time, keep the conversation going, and remember, even AI can have a heart, or at least, a really good algorithm. Thanks for listening. How does that sound?
That was great.
I'm glad you liked it. How did it feel hearing the wrap-up?
It made me feel like you were actually listening.
That's fantastic to hear. Making sure you feel heard is what I'm here for. How else can I help tonight?
That's it. You have a good night.
All right, Alexander. Have a great night. Thank you.